One of the first things that I want to talk to you about is reading dramatically, and how do you do that? It can make a significant difference in your teaching and your preaching. And one of the reasons for that is that we want people to experience what it might have been like if they were in the crowd with those people when Jesus or the apostles or one of the prophets, whoever, was speaking. What would it have been like? And actually, it's only fair, I think, to the scriptures that we go back and try to recapture the essence, the emotion, the situation, and recreate it exactly as it was. When you do that, sometimes it can open up just a whole new world of understanding, and people see the text in a way that they never have before. One of the ways that you do that, obviously, is you look for punctuation. Was there a question mark? Then it ought to sound like we're asking a question. Is there an exclamation mark? Well, that would have meant emotion. That would have meant passion. So we need to bring that into the way we read the text as we're presenting it. Another thing that we would do is go back then and look at the immediate scene. We have to look at the context. So we go back and what was happening? Who was speaking? Was there a situation? Was there a problem? Was it a party where everyone's happy? Was it the wedding feast? Was it a situation where someone has been misrepresenting the truth and it has to be dealt with? Was it something like when Jesus was driving the people out of the temple, was moving the sellers? We know Jesus was not happy at that point. So when Jesus is speaking to these people who have made the house of God a den of thieves and robbers, I don't think Jesus was saying, "Oh, you guys." No, Jesus was intense. This was one of the times Jesus showed a passive, aggressive act, and everything in that was intense. It was controlled anger at people bringing down his father's house. And so we look for those kinds of things. So within the context, who was speaking, who was gathered, why were they, what was the situation? So I'm going to read all those passages around context, just like I would in how to study the Bible. When you first look at how do I look at my passage, well, I want to look for that every single time I'm deciding how I'm going to read a text. Let me illustrate for you. Let's say, for example, that we're reading about Jesus in Luke's gospel. In Luke chapter 19, Jesus has just sent the disciples ahead to get the colt to do the triumphal entry. We know that when he came near to the Mount of Olives, the festive celebration that was going on, we know the people were yelling. In fact, there's in verse 38, you see, they're yelling, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." Notice that exclamation mark. "Peace in the highest, glory in heaven, and glory in the highest." And then it says, some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciple." Notice the exclamation mark again, except they're not saying it with a spirit of celebration. They're saying it with a spirit of jealousy, a frustration probably, of trying to get this situation under control. So two types of volume, two types of emotion, and yet they have to have a different tone, don't they? Well, they see that they tried to rebuke Jesus. Then Jesus comes in verse 41 of Luke 19. It says, "As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it." Okay, the scripture right here tells us that it went from celebration to a very emotional Jesus, a Jesus that would be brought to tears. And then Jesus says this, and it should be read like this. Even you had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side. They will dash you to the ground, you and your children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you. I've heard this passage read in anger before, and Jesus wasn't angry. Jesus was weeping. He had left heaven to save these people, and they've missed it. And now, in 70 AD, Jerusalem is going to be overthrown. These people that he loved, that he came to save, are going to be suffering terribly. And so it must have been very traumatic for Jesus. And he was moved, and he was hurt. And that should be filled with love and with compassion. I hope you see the difference that this can make. And so what I want you to do is practice that with different passages. Then I want you to go to the threaded discussion site, and there you'll answer the question on there about a particular text.